It's chaotic. Red violently splattered across the page. A dark force that's reaching out with its black tentacles, spreading pain and hate. There's a neutral area in which there's good but bad present as well. It's infected, but the loving part of it continues to fight. Here there's a struggle between good and evil, love and hate, war and peace. To me, I see a battle, whether that be a physical battle between two nations, or a mental battle, perhaps over loss or depression. But just when all hope seems to be gone, and everything on the canvas resembles all the bad in life, you notice a patch of green in the corner, a patch of green springing with love, peace, and life. This to me shows that no matter how bad the situation may seem, no matter how bad the battle may be, that in the end, peace and love never dies. When everything is falling apart, when you're beaten down to your knees and every bit of strength has left your body, that if you have hope, then you can never lose. Jim Leedy, the artist of this untitled abstraction, is famous for his work in the Kansas City area and around the world as well. He's considered the father of the Crossroads Art District and has exhibits in New York, Europe, Chicago, and Wisconsin. He has made work for the Pori International Jazz Festival and a clay mural for Himeji Japan's new city hall. Also, Leedy has appeared as a lecturer, musician, and artist at many colleges. His piece you are looking at right now has no name, but his aggressive paint splatters and crazy attitude speaks for itself. He made this piece out of acrylic paint and sculpted paper. Sculpted paper gives it a good sense of texture and a more three-dimensional look. At first glance, you see black, red, a dirty brown, and green. But as you look closer, you notice dots of yellow and blue that brings a sense of color and springing life to it. It has two attitudes, one dark and angry, and the other jumpy and joyful. It contradicts itself, which really brings it together. This piece was made in 1987, around a time where he had many similar pieces. In these paintings, he tried to show something expanding. In one painting, he was showing continental expansion, and in another, the expansion of a force. So whatever he was trying to show in this piece, you can assume that he was attempting to visualize some sort of expansion, considering the fact that most of the expansion pieces he has created have the same reaching black arms. What type of expansion was he trying to show in this painting? It has no name to help us interpret it. Maybe he was trying to show the expansion of people into growing areas like the United States, or perhaps an expansion of a disease or epidemic. The possibilities are endless. This is what I think makes this painting so good, the fact that it allows you to take your own path and interpret it in your own way. I saw a battle. Jim Leedy saw expansion. If you took 100 people and had them tell you what it meant to them, they would all see it in a different way. It allows you to shape it to your views in life. It's for these reasons that I chose this piece. Chris Landers with another Bulldog Podcast.